Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Governor Walz, do you believe the 70,000-strong Somali community as a whole has made a positive impact on your state?
I do.
So you'd be of the opinion, fair to say, that the Somali community has successfully assimilated and is making Minnesota better?
Yeah, I believe they're on that path, okay. Yes.
I'm just curious by what metric you'd come to that conclusion. I just looked at some hard data. And do you have any idea what percentage of the native-born Minnesotans, all races, live in poverty in your state right now?
I don't have specifically.
I'll share it with you. It's 8%. For the Somali community, it's 52%. How about receiving food stamps?
I don't have.
All right, I'll run it down with you. It's 7%, and then compared to 54% in the Somali community, and then don't have at least a high school diploma for all Minnesotans. It's 5%. Somali community, it's 39%. One family member at least on Medicaid. It's 18% for Minnesota, 73% for the Somali community, and receiving welfare of some form. It's 21%, and it's 81% for the Somali community. Governor, do you happen to know what the percentage is of all those who have currently been charged in this staggering social services fraud scheme? Were native-born Minnesotans? What percentage?
I do not have that.
I think it was 85 out of 98, which comes out to 13% Minnesotan and 87% Somali Minnesotan.